Well, in Vibrick this week at the Lund Theater, we have A Working Man. It's Levin Cade left behind a decorated military career in the Black Ops to live a simple life of working construction. However, when human traffickers kidnap his boss's daughter, his search to bring her home uncovers a world of corruption far greater than he could ever imagine. So, kind of an interesting one here, folks. Might want to check that out before you bring the family, but should be one of those that could be very entertaining, and they will be showing on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesday night at 7:30. The school has quite a list of activities. Starting out today is a regular day at school for those individuals that are used to that four-day school. But then also they have a junior high track meet at Bridgewater today, and then a high school track meet, which is only field events, over at Alcester. And then the softball team will be taking the field against Avon. Saturday, the 26th, the high school track team will travel up to Chester, South Dakota, and take part in the Tom Main invite. And quite a historical factor there with Mr. Main and his exploits with the Chester Flyer track team. So on Monday, got April 28th, the junior varsity golf will be going to Garrettson, and softball will be taking on Scotland Minnow in Minnow. Tuesday, we have academic awards night at 7 o'clock in the Viber Gym. And then Wednesday, on the 30th, high school golf will be going on at the Give a Volunteer Invite in Yankton at the Fox Run Golf Course. In the community, on the 25th here, it is citywide cleanup. There's dumpsters like located east of the city shop on the corner of Park Avenue and Southern Street. This will go all the way through the 4th of May, so time to spruce up the town a little bit and clean out some of that unwanted items. Then on the 26th, it is Ladies Night out at the Shore Store from 4 to 7. There'll be shopping, live music, and far more fun to be had out there at the Shore Store. So kind of what we got going on in the community, and hope to see a few smiling faces around.